they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and quieted the waves of the sea. Then they were glad because of the calm, and he brought them to the harbor they were bound for. Amen.
Amen.
Look on my mother's face. It was a mix of fear, but they had to lean into faith. Faith that together they had all of the skills and abilities to get us out of the trouble. And faith that God was with them as they dove into the raging waters over and over, their focus on breathing fully when they came up and the strength of their bodies each time they had to dive back down and calmly work the line free from the motor. In our gospel today, Jesus has just finished telling the crowds several parables describing the kingdom of heaven. He only taught them using parables, it says, but he would explain everything to his disciples when they were alone. So he says to the disciples, "Let us go from here to the other side. There, on the other side, I have always imagined Jesus would explain everything to the disciples." Jesus used parables to teach the crowds because they are relatable. Everyone knows what a seed is, what soil is, what it feels like to grow plants. Jesus uses stories to teach people because many of us learn best from hearing a story about someone or something. There's a distance to a story that helps us soak it in. We can learn the lesson via another's experience. Story is a safe way to learn. But to his disciples, he explained everything. And then sometimes, the only way to really learn is to experience it. As they set sail, a storm came, and the waves were beating at the boat. The disciples were fearful that Jesus was sleeping. The disciples felt abandoned in the storm. They wake Jesus and they say, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" Fast forward about 5 years. I am at this time about 20 years old. I have entered university studies in the UK someone had ever told me a parable about what a panic attack was like, I didn't recall it in that moment. If someone had ever told me a story about the waves of anxiety, I didn't remember the lesson from it. If someone had ever explained to me the power of prayer and the experience of faith in the midst of a storm, I had never understood it until then. And though I can't sense you, I know you are here. Now I got it in my body. I knew what faith felt like. Then in my body, I knew what surviving a storm felt like. In my body, I knew I could call on the Lord and trust that I would feel peace again and the Lord would help me. Again, if you have never survived the storm of an anxiety attack, this all might sound rather dramatic. But if you have, you too know in your body exactly what I am speaking of. No parables needed. But even if you haven't survived that storm, you have survived some other storm. We all have. Each of us as humans had moments when we thought Jesus didn't care, we were perishing, where perhaps we felt alone or we were alone, and maybe too we would cry out to the Lord to help us. So when I was a child and my father and the Admiral saved us from the storm, I did not learn the power of prayer then, because someone was there to save me. When the disciples woke Jesus up, he calmed the storm and he said to them, "Why were you afraid? Do you still not have faith?" Sometimes storms will come and someone else will calm the waters. And that is a gift, a blessing, and a beautiful part of being in human relationship. But sometimes storm comes and there is simply no one to wake up, and we just have to write it out. The disciples didn't have faith yet, but they still had Jesus in the boat with them. It isn't until much later, after his death and on Pentecost, that the disciples finally get it. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit to you to be in close fellowship with you forever." No parable would have taught them what the Holy Spirit's presence felt like in their bodies. No story would have explained it adequately. But Jesus explained everything to them in private. Jesus led the disciples to the other side through the storm, because sometimes that is the only way we can truly learn what faith is, by experiencing our deep need of God, our own sense of powerlessness, crying out for help. The Holy Spirit abides where? Within. So even when we can't sense that God is with us, when Jesus is not there to wake up, when we find we are alone in the middle of a storm, faith is knowing that within us is the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener. Faith is knowing we have been given the greatest gift of all, the indwelling Spirit that guides us in all things and at all times. No parable, no story can teach us that. Sometimes we just have to ride out the storm. Let within, with faith, with the spirit within, then you're never